Hey, welcome to the Happy Rant Podcast. I am Ted Kluck, joined as always in studio by my good friends Barnabas Piper and Ronald J. Martin. And boys, the next time we do this, we will be together. We will be at Indianapolis at the Soma Church and Day Spa taping Indy Live, which is very exciting. It's our first time in that city. We get to feel the warm embrace of Indianapolis, of the Midwest. I'm sure there are events in the works, and that town is just getting ready for the onslaught of kind of extra tourist activity and welcoming us with open arms. So, boys, are you looking forward to Indy Live?
Need you ask?
Yeah, I guess not, man. I'll take by your silence that you are looking forward to it.
Sorry, I was buried in actual show prep for it and thinking all of the ways that we could make it the greatest, especially also realizing that this episode will air after that event. So, looking backward, it's all very confusing.
Exactly. It's good radio is what it is, boys. Piper, we have a sponsor today, don't we? And we have a great sponsor, one that we're actually excited to talk about. So why don't you talk about it?
That's right. Much more than our actual event. We are excited about the Dwell Bible app. They've sponsored a couple previous episodes. They'll sponsor a couple more, so you get more chances to hear about it. If you haven't listened previously, Dwell is an audio Bible app. So for those who maybe struggle to be in the habit of reading scripture, or maybe you just you get lost when you sit down to try to look at a page and it's just not a way that it connects with you, audio Bibles are a really great way to fit it into your day, because you're driving somewhere, you're working out, you're doing dishes, you're mowing the lawn, you're doing just day-to-day normal things, you can pop in some earbuds and actually listen to it. But what's really cool about what Dwell does is that they have listening plans. So it's not a thing that puts all the pressure on you to figure out where to start, how to get into this. You can go find one that's sort of, it's thematic. It goes through book by book. It follows some other Bible reading plans that people use, like the Robert Murray McShane plan or different ones like that. And if you spend 15 to 20 minutes a day listening, especially if you're just listening at normal pace, you can speed it up and do like 1.5 pace like some people do, you can get through the whole Bible in a year, which it's actually pretty hard to do that if you're reading. It's doable, but it's a challenge. But 15 to 20 minutes a day listening, most of us do that anyway if we're podcast or audiobook listeners. They also have background music if you want that. They have different readers' voices, so you can kind of create the experience that connects you with scripture the best. So what you need to do is go to dwellapp.io/happyrant, where you can get a 33% discount off their annual subscription, which comes out to just $19.99 a year. So that's really inexpensive. It's not a high price thing that, or you're not like getting in at an entry level and then getting ambushed later. So it's $19.99 a year. And again, that's dwellapp.io/happyrant. And if you're not totally sure you want to check it out, they have a 7-day free trial where you can see what the experience is, check out the different listening plans, the different versions, the different music, readers, all that stuff. Find the one that works for you and then jump in at that discount. So again, it's dwellapp.io/happyrant. Check it out.
Piper, nicely done. Also, Dwell App people, if you're listening, and I know you are, we are available for voice work.
Oh, guess what we just heard from today? Sorry.
What, baby?
I'm burying
what do you
got? The lead.
Breaking news?
We heard from one of the Dwell App developers who has said, guys, please send in your audition reels. So
yes.
Jeff McFadden.
Wow.
Jeff.
Dwell App has said, send over your audition reels and we will see what we can do.
Jeffrey. Now, what does he want on that reel, Piper? And that I'm I don't want to be presumptuous here, but we've been doing the show for how long? 5 years? So
yeah,
like there's
take,
a little bit of an
take
archive.
Half a decade.
Of,
yeah.
Yeah. There's an archive of our voices, being recorded out there. So what would Jeffrey like to see beyond the 5 years worth of episodes that we've done? Does he want like us reading a little section of scripture, probably?
I have a suspicion that he might also want audio quality that's better than like tin can and a string. Like going in a room where it doesn't echo so much, or things that we normally pay no attention to whatsoever. I suppose we could actually try reading scripture. You could try it in different like versions of yourself. So you could
do,
excited Ted. You could do like granola bar eating Ted. We could Ronnie could do like Ronnie trying to talk about sports, Ronnie, or like Ronnie.
That would
being
be silent Ronnie.
Well, yes, that one's that's a whole different version.
You could do protest Ronnie. It's just like 20 minutes of silence.
Protest Ronnie. My favorite version is Ronnie being dismissive of Ronnie being dismissive of music he thinks is trite Ronnie. So when he just snotty Ronnie.
What about shopping for a cabin Ronnie? Is that up there, Pipe?
That's very similar to protest Ronnie. Although,
boys, Ronnie, I'm right here.
Ronnie reveling in cabins Ronnie would make a great reading voice because there's just so much enthusiasm.
I would like for the app to have an option where, yeah, listeners can choose their favorite version of what we've just laid out. So, boys, I know what I'm going to be doing for the next week until we hit Indie Live. I'm going to be perfecting my audition tape. very excited about this development. Now, Piper, I don't want to get into the like nuts and bolts of the business here, but is there a good buck in this kind of voice work? Like, if the Dwell app were to hire us to do voice work, would we get a piece of the action? Or would we get like just a flat rate? What does that look like?
That's a really good question. I mean, how much money is there in Bible reading? I mean, is this the industry we want? Like, are we trying to corner the market on this? What's the goal here? I know that if you read audiobooks, you can make, you know, I mean, for contract work, it's not bad. I've only read my own, but I have heard tell that you can make decent money reading other people's.
Well, here we go, boys. Consider this another revenue stream for the Happy Rant. For those books of the Bible where there's like multiple characters, maybe we could get all three of us in the studio at the same time to kind of do one of these multiple character books.
Yeah, what Bible story would we maybe like the prodigal son? Cause there's like three main characters. There's the father and the younger and older brothers. I feel like we could pull that one off well.
Yeah. I feel like that would translate well.
Which of us is which?
Ooh, interesting question, Pipe.
Ron, I want your thoughts on this. I feel like you're going into protest mode because,
dude, I'm not.
Ron's a man of the cloth. Ron's been to seminary, and we haven't, Piper. So he should exegete who plays who in the parable of the prodigal son.
Guys, let me exegete you guys. Let me exegete each other here for a minute.
Let's do it, baby.
I don't know. I think I would like, does the father really doesn't have a lot of dialogue though, does he?
Well, maybe the person who is the narrator could also do the father's voice, and you just have to modulate your voice a little bit because there is sort of there's like a third person description to it. You know, the father did this, the son did that kind of.
Okay,
thing.
I want Big T to be the prodigal. I want to be the father.
That makes sense.
And I want Pipe to be the smug elder brother.
I love it, dude.
I'm well equipped for smugness. I've got it.
Yeah.
I've got it on lock.
Did I just nail it, boys? Are we comfortable with those?
I think we nailed it.
Yeah,
I'm Ron. That's why you're a pastor. That's why you're the man of the cloth and we're not.
That is the reason, because I can choose who fits the best voiceover for when we read The Prodigal Son. You know, we should do this at Indie Live. Let's read The Prodigal Son live at Indie Live and do the voices.
Adding it to the show notes document right now.
That's creative radio, baby, is what that is.
Baby, that is creative radio. And you know what? You're using that seminary education, and I like that. People say that's not useful. I disagree.
All the dollars have been spent, baby, when all the money.
That's right. You take away all the money that you spent on that seminary degree.
And what you got left is three guys reading The Prodigal Son live.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Baby, that's going to be good radio. I look forward to that. Boys, speaking of good radio, we have some radio to do today. And you know, I hate to take things to a sad level, and I hate to do this for our first topic, but I feel like a eulogy is in order. And who better to eulogize the Babylon Bee than us on this program? Because I feel like it passed away. The Babylon Bee passed away a few months ago. I understand, Piper, and you'll have to assess out the business aspects of this. I understand there was a sale of the website, and the website, the Babylon Bee, that used to be funny is now no longer funny. And
is what we mean by passed away. The URL is still live. They're still putting words up on their website. It's just
on the death rattle, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean it's like a zombie website at this point in terms of like there's a body moving around, but it's not really alive, and it's mostly just sucking people's brains.
Exactly. So, Piper, what happened? What was the business thing that happened that sent the Babylon Bee into such a downward spiral?
Yeah, in this episode of Happy Rant Business Insider, let me go behind the scenes. The founder and former owner was a guy named Adam Ford, who sold the website. It's actually been a decent while. It's been several months, maybe a year. I don't remember. Because I think he just ran into a lot of trouble with sort of when you have a high profile site in the religious realm. He was running into issues with like Facebook suppressing content and different kinds of things, and felt it was time to move on. So he sold it to people. I don't know who he sold it to, but people less funny than himself. He had what we all agree, I think, was a pretty keen sense of how to do Christian satire. You know, it had some teeth to it, but it wasn't really mean-spirited. He understood like the really quirky weirdness of evangelical culture and could draw that out in these great articles. He could find contributors who could do that very well also. And so the site was just consistently really funny.
Yeah.
Now it is basically an aggressive, right-leaning, just sort of, it feels like people pointing and laughing as opposed to making like witty jokes. So it's a lot of just sort of like O'Doyle rules in Christian humor is sort of what it feels like now. So it even the headlines aren't funny anymore. You know, it's like pastor preaches bad sermon. Ha ha ha. You know, like that's not actually a joke. That's just, that's a thing that happens. And so, you know, we miss Adam Ford. We miss the old version, but man, is it falling off a cliff?
Dude, so I think the Adam Ford version is the outlier for sure, because I honestly for most of my lifetime didn't think Christians being funny could even be a thing. You know what I mean? I thought it was such a that's like going to the moon. You know, it happens so infrequently. It's just barely a thing at all.
Well, Ronnie, you better cancel that Christian comedian for your big Easter fest at church this year. Ted just said it wasn't going to work.
I know. Yeah, boy, trust my instincts. You know, when it comes to making money and being successful, I've got the corner on that. But Big R, put a fine point on this. You're a man of the cloth. You probably do funerals for work. Let's eulogize the Babylon Bee, baby. Put a bow on this thing for us, okay?
Yeah, there was just, I mean, to me, the early dude, I mean, he definitely was a student of like satire sites like The Onion. And so obviously that's what he was taking his page from. But he did it really well, and it was clever. It, like, he didn't overdo anything. So there was like a subtlety to it, which, to me, all good humor is subtle. Everything wasn't so just blatant. But I think what Pipe said is true. I mean, this thing is just – it's like – it's kind of – it feels like it's now coming from this like preachy right – you know, extreme right wing angle, you know. You know, like for instance, right here, here's an example. You know, evangelicals relieved they're present now only guilty of paying off porn stars and models. You know what I mean? It's like – so it's always that thing where it's like – it's just – it's like stating it just all it does is states the obvious now rather than like coming up with these really creative kind of like really satirical, funny angles on, you know, evangelicalism, which is what the other guy did. So, man, it's just I don't know. It's something that was cool. It was something that was fun to see pop up on social media and, you know, something you used to be able to share between friends and go, oh, my gosh, did you see that one? Did you see the bee today? That was so funny. And now it's just it's kind of lost that. It's kind of lost that sense of, I think, uniqueness.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm looking at their front page now, and let's see, there's like 47 political posts.
It's all political.
Oh, no, wait, it's all political posts.
It's all political.
There's one article that says something like 7 replacement swears for true Christian. First of all, if you call cuss words or swear words swears, you were clearly homeschooled, because that's not what normal people call them.
That's very true.
You can call them profanity. You can call them any number of things, but swears is what like 9-year-old homeschool kids call cuss words. But they used to do articles like they had one, a whole article about how my dad uses hyphenated words, you know? So, okay. and you know, cause that was sort of his thing, you know, there was like blood earnest, blah, 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 all these different things he would use. And so they would draw on like these subtle nuances of quirky, famous Christians that were not they weren't insulting at all. They just were funny. And this is just like this is just it's not full. First of all, it's not funny, and second of all, it's like I don't even know if it's Christian. It's just newsy.
Well, because the original Babylon, the brilliance of the original B was that it was laughing at itself. It's kind of like what we do a little bit, where we're just like, we're clearly in the tribe that we're constantly making fun of and laughing. So we're laughing at ourselves through all of this as well. And it just stopped laughing at itself, which to me, all good humor is the ability to, to not take yourself so seriously. And this actually feels like there's this weird, with this weirdo, like we're trying to get across a message bent to it now. Mm-hmm.
And, interesting. You
know, and of course we liked it before because it was probably once a month, maybe more, where we would do one of our bits on the podcast making fun of something goofy, and then they would do an article fairly close to the time, sometimes but just before, sometimes after, on almost the exact same joke. And then their owner would message us on Twitter or message me personally and just say, "Hey, we didn't steal your bit. We just happened to notice the same goofy thing." And I trust him. I don't think he was stealing any jokes. He wasn't that guy. And so there was a very similar sensibility about how to poke fun at the group that we're part of in a way that keeps it lighthearted, not, you know, destructive.
Yeah, for real. Good point, Pipe.
Boys, I want to transition us from something that's not funny to something that is still very much funny.
Oh, and, good. We can't go any darker than Farewell Babylon B.
What is funny is the Stronger Men's Conference. The Stronger Men's Conference is coming up. It's in April 26th and 27th of 2019. And I'm looking at the website. So as you guys will recall, Stronger Men is a Mark Driscoll production. And it's the kind of conference where you might see some powerlifting. You might see some MMA cage fighting. You might see a lumberjack on stage, like cutting some stuff in half with a chainsaw. That's the kind of thing, some bull riding. So we've got bull riding this year per the website. The website says this. Let me just lay some copy on you. The Friday night entertainment is a staple of the Stronger Men's Conference. Over the past few years, we have had monster trucks, lumberjacks, and official MMA fights. We are pumped to announce that this year's entertainment will be bull riding. We will have professional bull riders from around the country come and participate in a world-class show featuring premier bulls. None of those second-class bulls. These are premier bulls.
Dude, I would never go to a conference without premier bulls. Never.
These are premier bulls that we're going to be lashing rope around the testicles of, and then they're going to try to try to throw the rider off. These are the best kind of that kind of bull.
Will Mark Driscoll ride a premier bull is the question. It's the question that we've all wanted to know the answer to.
I think it's inevitable that Drisky's going to be on the back of one of these premier bulls. Is it not? I mean, do we even want to go to a conference where that doesn't happen? So Stronger Men 2019 is happening. It's the kind of conference that will for sure feature a gray-haired old man wearing a camouflage jacket. It's that
and
kind of thing.
Breaking news, it's not Louis Giglio this year.
No, but it's a bunch of Louis Giglio-esque guys. Let me run you down this speakers list, because I don't know anybody in Christendom, and you guys do, so I bet you guys know who these guys are. Okay, so the conference host is a gentleman named John Lindell. Do we know anything about John Lindell? Like how famous he is or what megachurch he's the pastor of, etc.?
He's part of James River Church. I don't really know much about that church.
It's a huge Assemblies of God church.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So we've got a charismatic at the helm.
So this is a charismatic fest, though, isn't it, Pipe?
I think it is.
This isn't Drisky kind of charismatic now?
Yeah.
I don't think he's kind of charismatic now. I think he's all the way charismatic now.
He puts out books on charisma.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Interesting. Yeah, so Lindell's going to be there. Lindell is an old man who dresses young. I'm inferring that by the one photograph that I see of him here on the website. Okay, next guy, Jeremy Foster. What do we know about Jeremy?
Well, based on his author bio, whether it's bull riding or politics, he is always geared up with a vivid story that brilliantly captivates his audience and plants a seed of understanding.
Well, dude, so, that's what I want. I want a guy who has a story handy about bull riding or politics. Like, those are the two things I look for in a pastor.
That sounds like my favorite guy to go hang out with, too. I mean,
dude, for real, man.
What more could we have in common?
Nothing more fun than hanging out with a guy that's worked with presidents, senators, governors, and others. Do you really have to say "and others"?
Yeah.
Like, dude, like Jeremy, when you say president, senators, and governors, we're like assuming you've probably worked with other
people. Like other people too. People who aren't in the one of those three categories.
People who aren't like famous and high up in the political spectrum. But like it's amazing how much they're making about like his politics.
Yeah. Right?
Like it's just like this is a great thing that he's hanging out like in
Like this is an amazing noble thing that this guy's been a part of. Politics. What could go wrong with that? You know? What could possibly go south?
I know. I guess like in our tribe, we're like sensitive about that, right? You start talking about politics, we're like, no.
Dude, not these guys. These guys are leaning into it. Now, what about – I want you boys to look at the website. Do you have the capability in your studios to look at
– I'm on it right now.
I want you to
parse – like I just want you to deconstruct Drisky's photo on this site because there's some stuff going on.
The photo or the screen grab of his little video preview?
Dude, the photo, because I'm not looking at the screen grab, but I could easily do that too. Talk me through the photo, Piper. Like, what are you seeing there? Because to me, there's some interesting stuff going on in this photo.
All right, let me make sure I'm looking at the right one. Okay, yes. So, first of all, he's tried to go clean cut with his hair.
Yeah,
because he's got like it's like the 45 degree slicked back, but it's just a little thin. So it's got like a pseudo comb over thing happening.
Yeah.
He doesn't have like the razor part, so he's not going full old guy trying to look young, but a little more clean cut. Then he's got that smile, you know, the I just told a joke and you haven't quite caught it yet smile. Like I know I'm funny, but you don't yet realize I'm funny.
Exactly. I love it. Keep going.
And then, so he's wearing a dark color. It's a black and white photo, so it's hard to tell what color. Yeah. It's a dark colored blazer over a V-neck T-shirt.
Yeah.
But his neck is so big that it fills up the whole V, so it almost looks like a crew neck T-shirt, which is that's a unique capability he has. I don't have that capability. My neck is not so substantial. And then, but the whole blazer over T-shirt thing feels very. That actually feels a lot like what a Christian comedian would wear.
Interesting.
So, but then I think the two most fascinating aspects to this photo are, first of all, his monstrous watch.
Yeah, there's a lot of watch there. I was going to mention
it. It looks like a diving watch. You know, like one of those ones that has the like the little depth meter on it. It's like, oh, I hope you're going to get the bends if you go up too fast.
It's good down to like 200 feet.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the bottom of the ocean with that thing.
You can literally beat a great white shark with that thing.
Exactly.
But then the most fascinating thing is the glowing flames color treatment on his other hand. Because he's got his arms crossed, so the watch hand is kind of tucked under one arm. The other arm is up on top, or the other hand is, and there's like a Shekinah glory glow around it. Which
is the charismatic influence on this conference? Is that like supposed to stand in for the Holy Spirit? That Shekinah glory?
Well,
like
dude,
color
that's I'm trying to figure out. Maybe I'm looking at a different shot because I'm looking at him in front of that. All that neon, it looks like he's standing in front of like It's a Small World After All or something, like Disneyland ride.
I'm looking at the one just on the homepage.
That's what I'm looking at.
Where it says special guests. And so, but or it looks like the hand from the Iron Fist, you know, Marvel's really terrible Netflix show. You know, where Danny Rand gets all geeked up and then he clenches his fist and it starts to glow orange and he can punch through anything. So it's either Shekinah Glory Holy Spirit or it's his chi. I'm not sure which.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to say, Pipe. So I think Piper, or actually I think Drisky in this shot actually looks like, I think he looks like the Ohio State basketball coach. If you've watched much Ohio State men's basketball this season,
obviously.
Piper.
Well, you live in Ohio, Ron, so I would assume you're a diehard fan.
That's my assumption. Shouldn't even be a question. Why are we even talking about that?
Not a question.
Exactly. Anyway, Drisky looks like that. We do have the Shekinah Glory effects around the fist there, which I would love. Maybe we have some charismatic listeners who can shed some light on that. Maybe if you're charismatic, that's just like that happens in all your photographs. I don't know. I couldn't speak to that. My favorite thing about this website, Piper, and I wonder if you can guess what my favorite thing is.
The people they call NFL superstars?
Yes. The fact that they have a fullback and he's referred to as an NFL superstar. I love this.
And literally nobody outside of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Maybe everybody's heard of Anthony Sherman.
Yeah, Tony the Kansas City Chiefs practice squad might recognize this guy. Nobody else knows who he is.
Guys, Tony Sherman is a he's a lovely man.
Yeah, he's a lovely man. Sherman. Absolutely. I've worked with Tony.
Tony's great, man. But I'll tell you who I love is just go down a little, scroll down a little bit, and our boy Mike Lee, who's looking really
serious.
He's looking real happy. He's stoked. Yeah. He's stoked to be a part of SMC 2019.
He's the guy who's going to be riding the Premier Bulls.
He's riding some Premier Bulls, and you can see by the look on his face that he's stoked.
Chad, how many times do you think the word pumped is going to be used at Stronger Men's Conference?
Dude, at least 25 times in the first hour.
Okay, so, hold on. I bet they get nuanced, because there's pumped, there's stoked, there's jacked, there's like – I bet they use the word jacked. This seems like a jacked crowd. Stoked is a little – that's a little old-fashioned for these guys, because they're all hip and modern and wear V-neck T-shirts under blazers. So I bet they use the word jacked all the time. I'm so jacked to be here. All of them are jacked to be here.
Dude, I'm jacked to be on this website, man. I mean, because it is just fantabulous, man. Look at this thing.
So of all the guys on this website, like of all the guys that we've talked about, who do you think is most likely to be like low-key embarrassed to be there? Mike Lee? Is it Mike Lee? Is it Anthony Sherman? Is it one of the speakers? Who's actually embarrassed to be a part of this thing?
Mark Driscoll.
This is Drisky's thing.
Dude, I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah. I think you have to be able to be embarrassed to be here. And so I don't think it's Driscoll.
You don't think Driscoll is capable of embarrassment?
I think he might have seared those nerve endings at some point. That's what I'm gathering.
Interesting.
There are other NFL players. Like Chris Long is going to be there. And
where are you seeing this pipe?
It was showing up when I looked at the website the first time, and now it's like they reloaded the website since we started this show. It's like they're playing tricks on us.
Dude, see, all I see is Anthony Sherman under NFL Superstars.
Right, but before they showed a few different names, and so Chris Long and Trey Burton, who are actual legitimate NFL players who have played at a very high level, which tells like that I feel like they would be potentially mildly embarrassed. Like if you've played in a Super Bowl. Then showing up to the Stronger Men's Conference, they're like, no, I've actually played in a NFL conference of very strong men, and none of you qualify. So,
dude, now you guys have moved about in the world of speakers' fees. Like, how much scratch do you think Drisky's throwing at Chris Long to get him to show up to this thing? Because I'm thinking he doesn't get off the couch for less than what 40, 50 G's.
I bet it's less than that, but I bet there's a throw in for like, can you also, you know, promote whatever cause, charity, business, brand?
Oh, sure.
You know, so
it's like a trade off.
Yeah, he's attached to like one of those groups that drills wells in sub-Saharan Africa or raises money for this and that, and so that gets a significant promo. And so you know, it's like 10 or 15 grand plus that.
Yeah. Oh, I dig it.
That's
my
guess.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening for sure. Boys, one day,
just like the fee we would get, man. I always say, hey, I need X amount of dollars, but you just need to be promoing my podcast, you know, when I get there.
Because that's my charity. Grand, or I'll do it for $100 and you can promo the Happy Rant.
Happy Rant is my charity usually when I go to do a speaking gig, you know.
Mm. And, well, we appreciate being the beneficiaries of your charity work, Ron.
It's really paid off too, hasn't it?
Let's get an update on your charity money. When is Normal Pastors? Are you getting jacked for that, baby? Or you got your outfit picked out? When is this happening?
I'm getting so jacked. It's going to be so jacked, man. Me and Thorny are just going to be jacked. We're going to be getting jacked together on that one, man. It's going to be the fall.
You're going to be getting so jacked. So when is this thing?
August.
Okay.
Yeah.
So outfit picked out yet? What are you wearing in Normal Pastors?
Outfit picked out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's normal. So I'm scared. I got to be careful. You know, I gotta be careful about what I wear. I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to
limit your number of jackets, both because of time of year and because it's a normal pastor's conference.
Well, I don't want to offend, you know, Jared C. I don't want to wear something that he would be like, dude, you know, you're gonna wear like men's clothing, or what are you gonna do, Ronnie? So I got to think through it. You guys can help when it gets closer to the event. You guys can help me out with that.
Yeah, we will, baby. It takes a village, and lean on us. I mean, use us.
I will lean on you. Yeah,
it takes a village to dress a church planner.
It takes a village to dress a normal pastor. You know, just a couple, just a normal guy, just a regular guy. You know,
absolutely. You know, that's, and again, you know, Thorny's going to be there with his tats and his beard. So, I mean, I do have a little, well, I do have a fighting chance.
And
you know?
Well, here's the thing. He's got that, and he's going to be wearing like some sort of graphic t-shirt that has like a skull and says Baptist 1689 or something on it.
For
so
sure. It's going to be some righteous red
so,
thing.
Which means you can literally wear anything, because if he makes fun of you, be like, look at yourself. Like, just look at you. And
I'm going to try to look as ambiguous as possible, boys. That's
and,
my plan.
And Jared C. always dresses like he's center cut all the way. So it's like kind of your average collared shirt. If it's, you know, he'll wear like a jacket, maybe one of those sort of like canvas kind of jackets over something.
Oh, yeah.
He's never trying to make a statement.
Jared C. is going to look like a lovely man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Know? Super lovely guy. Really pleasant. Just
absolutely.
He's sort of center cut, safe all the way. Really what this means is you get to just be yourself. So you can wear like nine jackets if you want to, and you'll be just fine.
Yeah. Nine jackets, Chuck Taylors.
Yep.
Or boots. You won't look like Thorny or Jared C. Baby, who else is on the docket for that one? Who are you headlining with?
You know what? I don't really know. I don't really know all the. I know Thorny, and I know Jared C, and I don't know the other guys.
Dude, now didn't Thorny go through quite a persona shift? I don't know, 5-6 years ago, wasn't he like khakis and golf shirt, and then he decided like I'm gonna be tattoos and beard guy, and there was a big shift, or am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't know, man. There may have been a total transformation there, because I saw on social, man, I saw old school Thorny without the beard, and it was literally like, wait, who?
Yeah, he looks now? If you see pictures of him pre-beard, it's very hard to tell the difference between like his seventh grade photo and like when he started pastoring. It's the same person. So he's a classic case of I grow the beard so I don't look like I'm nine.
Does he have a podcast or something?
He does.
Did I hear something about that?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Doctrine and Devotion.
Oh, is it popular?
It is quite. They do well for themselves. They even have a whole conference that they've done that they do annually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, they don't go live like us. They do conferences.
Okay.
But I mean, it's a full on theology conference.
Oh, yeah, it's hardcore. They're like hardcore Reformed, Big T. I mean, they're like they kind of took over for like Reformed Podcast. Let's be honest, man.
Dude, Reformed Pub is done. They're not doing anything anymore.
I don't think so.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder what.
But, I mean, they're like serious as well. Like Thorny's serious, man. Right? Like,
yeah,
they're
probably, sure.
Yeah,
yeah. They're not having laughs and
no.
Well,
we don't know.
On their podcast, he and his co-host they have like a nice banter repartee. They're funny dudes,
sure.
But the topics they take on are like
the topics aren't funny, right?
They're heavy church stuff, heavy theology stuff. So they're funny people, but not funny topics.
Yeah, every funny topic is like, hey, let's chat about total depravity again because that's cool and.
Yeah,
that's kind of the angle they take.
There you go. There you
all
go.
Good stuff. All good stuff.
Baby, I want to know what happened to Reform Pub.
I don't know what happened to Reform Pub, man. We it joined together a couple of people at our church that got married, that I married last year.
Wow.
And that's the last I've heard of Reform Pub, man.
A podcast marriage. That's exciting.
It was a total podcast marriage. In fact, I made them like do all the nuptials like into like a microphone, like it was a podcast. I mean, it was.
Baby, so let me level with you, okay?
Yeah.
I want to harken back to something that we talked about a long time ago. It was an idea that I dropped on you boys. It was a business idea. And it kind of was met with a tepid response. I'm not going to lie. But my business idea was leveraging our audience here at the Happy Rant to start like a Happy Rant like dating app where like listeners to the Happy Rant can connect with one another because – What we've done is like we've really segmented a nice little audience of like people with good theology who can laugh. And these are the kind of people like they want to meet each other. And I feel like we're just like an app developer away from having like an incredible thing. And, you know, I threw it out there and you know what? I was a little hurt by the response.
We disappointed, baby. That was our fault.
Baby, man. I was a little disappointed. And
I think we were just going through some things at that time. And so we couldn't respond in the way that we needed to respond to you. I think Pipe had some stuff in his life and, you know. And
well, I'm listening. And if you want to respond now, you can do that.
Baby, so, I think you brought up something a minute ago when you said you brought up this tagline that I thought was kind of on the Brill side of things, which was people with good theology who know how to laugh.
Oh, and I love that. Yeah,
I think there's something we can do with that. That sparks.
Can we get like a subtitle on that says "and aren't weirdos"?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, I don't
I
mean, know.
I feel like there needs to be an extra layer of like, exactly how strange are you?
Yeah. Boys, I love this energy. I just love business ideas. So we're kicking this thing around. What do we need right now, Piper? Do we need an investor? Do we need somebody to develop this app for us? Do we just need like...
Yes and yes. I think the term is angel investor. Okay. I think that's even come up on one of our previous entrepreneurial episodes. It basically means somebody who will cut us a big fat check.
Why don't we even have an app though? Is it weird that we don't have an app?
Not just for a podcast, because podcasts are distributed, you know, through a billion different apps. I think if we're trying to provide other content services, or in this case, a dating app, Ted, let me full disclosure. As my tepid response to this has everything to do with the fact that I tend to be mildly skeptical about married people's suggestions on dating methodology.
Yeah, well, you know, that's fine.
I mean, that's not a shot at you personally. That is a that might just be something I need to work through. It might just be something I need to deal with. But that's a thing.
That's what I was trying to say. You're working through your own stuff right now.
It has there's some things in me that just sort of cringe a little bit when I hear certain people in a certain marital status talk about things like, I don't know, dating apps, for example.
Let me just say, I appreciate your soft heart in that. And and I appreciate the way you said it. Let me tell you boys a little bit about the genesis of this idea. So we were out to lunch some time ago with a single lady at our church who's a huge Rant fan. And we were talking about how, you know, it was kind of the typical, like, there's no decent guys, blah, 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 that whole thing. And she was describing what she wanted. She was like, I want a guy who, like, loves the church and has good theology, but, you know, is funny.
Knows how to laugh.
Humor, knows how to laugh. And I'm like, what you're describing is a happy Rant listener. Like, that's what you want. And she's like, yes, that's exactly what I want. And I was like, great, let me make some calls. You know, give me 2 weeks. We'll have this app up and you'll probably be, you know, married in 6 months. But that's when I dropped the idea on you guys, and it never happened.
And she's still single and you feel right. Like guilt right now, baby.
And baby, listen, nobody's pointing.
You feel like this one's on you.
I feel like this one's on me, kind of. You know, I feel like I didn't pull my weight. I didn't do my job. And I'm just putting it out there again, boys. I'm just floating the idea out. Let's see where it goes. Let's see if we get any angel investors reaching out. Let's see if we have any app developers out there in our listenership who could help us put this thing together. Because I think it's a beautiful idea. There could be some beautiful relationships that grow out of it. And but Piper, I hear your criticism. I do.
It's not a criticism because you didn't do anything wrong. It is let's call it a hang up. It's much more on my side than your side. You came with a justifiable, well-reasoned, well-explained idea that could really benefit people, and I have some hang-ups.
Ted, it's not you, it's him.
That's exactly right. It's not you, it's me. I don't think this thing is going to work out.
Boys, that's okay. And you know what? Not every business idea is one that we can all three get on board with right away, but I'm not going to lie, guys. I think there could be some nice money in this for us, okay? I don't know how the financials break down, but, like, what if we got a piece of the action for every wedding? Like, every marriage, we get a little commish?
Okay, quick, another cautionary statement. If you're talking about dating apps, please don't use the phrase piece of the action, because that means something entirely different in that world.
That's true.
Caution for the married guy.
Well, this thing just keeps deflating, descending.
I know. Much like this episode, Vigar.
Pretty much. Very similar.
Like none of us were really on board with doing it all. Like I sensed that from the word go today, like this episode was kind of.
Yeah, they could have heard our pre-show prep. It was like, boys, can we just maybe not do this? Or if we have to, let's make it short. And then inevitably we do it. It's not short. And here we are at the end, just fighting for ideas.
Maybe let's do make it short though. Let's mercifully call an end to this thing. And I'm saying that in part because I accidentally X'd out of my recording. So Resonate guys, if you're listening, the recording on my end is gonna leave a little bit to be desired. And by that I mean the last 3 minutes or so. And also another thing that I've just realized, boys, is that I never plugged in my podcasting microphone.
I did wonder why the audio sounded like it was a little echoey, but you know,
been really bad for 40
minutes. That's why it's been really bad. It's also because my office is being painted, so there's no carpets down in here, and all the stuff is off the wall.
Quality control every time. Personality Plus and Quality Control
all day long, baby, all day long. Well, this has been probably the worst episode of a Happy Rant we've done in a long, long time. It's been a real
apologize to our listeners, real quick.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I'm just really sorry for this whole thing. It just hasn't been good. The topics were mediocre. Our level of enthusiasm and buy-in was mediocre. And what's more, my audio quality was mediocre. So that's what we've brought to the table today, boys. Any parting shots before we go?
I would just like to say this is all because we've invested 100% of our effort into preparation for Indie Live. So this is like the letdown episode. Yes, we're recording it beforehand, but you're going to hear it afterwards. So just think of this as like, this is like the hangover from Indie Live.
Absolutely. This is like when an NBA team rests like half of its players because it's getting ready for the playoffs.
It's like what Ron feels like on a Monday after preaching 11 sermons at his 9 campuses or whatever they have now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's what's happening.
It's just a bad – guys, it's just a bad sermon. Everybody has a bad sermon. It's no
– Ron has 9 micro campuses. They're like just people's homes.
We do
like
micro church. Shows.
Micro church.
It's tiny church. It's like tiny house church.
That's right. I'm preaching at the –
Instead of all 100 of you coming to one location, let me go preach 10 different locations for 10 people each.
I'm preaching at the Altrogis this morning.
Absolutely.
And then after that, a half hour later, I'll be down the street at someone
else's
home.
Just have a nice breakfast item of my choice waiting for me, and I'll just throw out another sermon. Piece
baby,
of cake.
I love microchurch. I love this model for you.
For me as well.
This is huge. I love this model
big.
For you.
It's big. Yeah. It's big. It's so the new. Big. It's the new missional model.
See, you know what? We talked for 45 minutes, and finally we get to something good. But boys, I'm gonna call a merciful end to this episode. I'm gonna say that we've wandered to and fro throughout these just wildly mediocre topics. And until next time, Rachel the Held Evans.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see what they can do to help you launch and improve your podcast.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.